This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 15th. God's word for you today is Zion. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 48, verse 1, and it says, "How great is the Lord! How much we should praise him! He lives upon Mount Zion in Jerusalem." Zion was a citadel that was in the center of Jerusalem. In the winning book, we talked about the citadel principle in detail. Zion actually means the highest point, the place of refuge. There is a compartment in Zion specifically called the name of the Lord. That is why we read scriptures that say, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Please read. The citadel is the last thing that falls. If a citadel has not fallen, the nation has not fallen. Your citadel is Zion, and because Zion cannot fall, you cannot fall. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24 says, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." God is saying, as you have come to devotion today, you have come to Zion, and there is a unification of the church militant and the church triumphant. Jesus gave us a clue when he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, that is Zion." You are not in an ordinary place. Joel chapter 2 verse 32 says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said." And because you have called on the name of the Lord, I do not care what the situation is, you will be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 to 3 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the Lord of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You shall be established on the higher ground." Zion is a place of God's presence. Zion is a place of deliverance. Chains are being broken even right now in the name of Jesus. Zion is a place of legislation where we decree a thing and it comes to pass. Zion is a place of the word where we can actually hear the voice of the Lord. Zion is the place of safety. Your connection to Zion makes you unstoppable. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to sustain my connection to Zion and the strength to show up in Zion daily to praise and honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.